Welcome to Shomar Show and Adaf from Sochim Daf Ayin Dalet. The Mishnah in Amud Aleph tells us that the way we roast the Korban Pesach is you have to bring a shiput shorimoin. It needs to be a spit made out of a pomegranate tree, and the Gemara continues to say that you cannot use any other type of branches, only the pomegranate. What's the reason, what's the depth behind this concept that you must use a pomegranate tree for the Korban Pesach? So we'll start with a deep idea that Megala Mukis Parshas VaYichi tells us, and the way it's explained in the Sefer Ora Chachma, who was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. An idea is like this: there is a Malach that represents a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, the Malach who's called Matat, which we're going to learn Be'ez Hashem next week's Parsha, Parsha Mishpati. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sending you a Malach. So the Ramban explains over there, this Malach is Matat, that's the Malach who represents a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. But there is a danger in this Malach, that sometimes one can make a mistake, and when he looks at this Malach, he can think that there's Chas HaShem Shtei Rishuyos, that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Chas HaShem another Malach. That's where the mistake had come. And the one who made that mistake was Acher. Acher, who went up to Shemayim together with the four Tanoim, as Gemara Chagiga tells us, he made that mistake, he saw Matat, and he made a mistake. Now the name Matat, the way you spell it, is Mem Tes Tes Reish Vav Nun. Says the Megala Mukos, there's two parts to the name. There's the Tes and the Tes, which is the deep concepts, which we're not going to get into right now. And then the rest of the letters is the letters of the word Rimoin. This Malach has two parts of his name. Tes and Tes, which is the Gdusha. And then he has the outside layer, which is the letters Rimoin, which that's where a person can make a mistake. Acher got mixed up with the Rimoin. He didn't focus on the interior part. He looked at the outside part, which caused it to make a mistake. It says in Megala Mukis, that's what it says in the Gemara Chagiga, the Remeir, who was a Talmud of Acher, how did he learn Torah from Acher? Says the Gemara, he took the Rimoin, he took the pomegranate, Zorek as Kliposo, he threw out the outside layer, and he ate the inside. Meaning Remeir learned from Acher only the inside part, not that outside part where Acher made a mistake. The outside part is the Rimoin. When we come to do Korban Pesach, though we're revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in the world, we burn the Rimoin. We burn that part which one can make a mistake, that part where there is a place of a desire of a mistake that one can make, that's being burned in Korban Pesach. The Megala Mukis himself in Parshas Vayischanan, Oifen Reish Tesvov, adds another knech to this. He brings the Medrash Rabbah Dvarim that says that there's four people that reveal the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. It was Yisroi who said, Atah Yadati Ki Gadol Hashem Mikol Elohim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is greater than any other God in the world. Then there was Naaman who said, Hinei Yadati Ki Ein Elokim B'chol Haaretz Kim B'Yisrael. There's a God by Yisrael which is different than anybody else. They added more. Then there was Rachav, says the Medrash, who made him God up there in Shemayim, down here in the Oretz, because she said, Ki Hashem Elokeichem Elokim B'Shamayim Al, V'la Oretz V'Tachas. And then there's Moshe Rabbeinu, who said, Ki Hashem Elokim B'Shamayim Al, V'la Oretz V'Tachas, Ein Oid. There's nobody else but him. So four different stages of revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, being revealed through these four people. Yisroi, Naaman, Rachav, and Moshe. The Rosh HaTevois of these four names is Rimoin. When you're revealing and uprooting of the Zohar in the world, it comes through the Rimoin, through these four people to come and reveal that this of the Zohar is bad. That's what you do through the Rimoin, through the burning of the Rimoin in the Korban Pesach. And just to conclude with a vart that's brought down in many places, one of them is the Kosev in the end of the Inyakov and Masechet Psachim, that says another simple understanding which really connects to all this beautifully. The idea of the Rimoin is that the Gemara tells us that the Rishayim of Am Yisrael, I feel the Rishayim Shebechem Melei Mitzvos Kerimoin. They're full of mitzvos like a Rimoin. The Rimoin represents how Am Yisrael is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the biggest Rishayim are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mimelei, that's what we do when we're doing Korban Pesach, we're using a Rimoin. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.